Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
From WBEZ Chicago and the truth left unsaid, this is Pleasure Town. In the late 1800s, two visionaries claimed a parcel of Oklahoma land. They had a dream to build a community for pleasure seekers. Before long, the settlement grew into a sanctuary for outlaws and artists. But after flourishing, it fell. Now, decades later, the town lies buried in the red dirt. But not even death can silence the residents' stories. So put on your headphones and hear their tales as we unravel Pleasure Town. No man is an island, Claude. Patriarchy aside, that's about as truth gets.
Yes, Si, but in the end, we all die alone.
And that, too, is something we all share. Our mortality is the transition to the ether. Just look at us.
Don't remind me. But yeah, I have to admit, it'd be pretty damn lonely if I had to spend eternity by myself.
Spending life by yourself brings no joy either.
That's true. Take Remy. She spent much of her life lost in a forest of her own making.
And then, through the trees, she eventually found a path.
It's like, you know how the doc takes that little hammer of his and bangs it against your knee? Well, it's like that, a reflex. All the weight of the day, the not being able to provide for my wife and daughter, and worrying about where in God's name we're going to live, what with the fire burning down our house and all. All that bottled up in that one hair trigger reaction. Only it feels like it's not my reflex. I'm me, then not me, then me again. That's how I found myself standing over Annette, my wife, a couple weeks back. And that's why I'm staying here at the inn, temporarily, God willing. That's why she's staying with Ma Barker, and that's how come I'm sporting this here shiner. I tell you, that gal packs a wallop. Well, anyway, it was a wallop well-deserved, and Remy here has helped me come to terms with the fact that that not me I was feeling is me. It's a part of me that I'm just gonna have to accept and deal with, and hopefully one day triumph over. In the meantime, well, I'll just have to keep trying my best by Annette and hope that she can find the kindness in her heart to accept me back into her life. That's it for now.
Thank you, Franklin. And as you said, that not me, that is me, is something I think most of us here can attest to.
Look at you! You're making a difference.
They are placating you. They think you're a loon.
Ownership. That is what Franklin is talking about. Acknowledging the...
Oh, come on.
Not flaws, for they
you
are not flaws.
You don't even know what you're trying
but,
to say.
But, the...
Go on.
Acknowledging the characteristics that we define as separate from ourselves.
Fraud.
Those bits that feel foreign. Accepting these as part of ourselves is our first step towards bettering ourselves. Would anyone else care to speak on the subject? Imani, you've been with us a month now. Would you care to contribute? No?
I felt flawed.
Yes, Angie. Go ahead.
I came from a large family, six brothers and sisters, and my sister Mary, she was the kindest to me. She told me I had a gift, but she was only saying that because she was the perfect one. Next to her, how could I not feel flawed? I often referred to my siblings as Mama and Daddy's other kids, as if they were all a completely different family. My ability alienated me from everyone. I was the misfit. The mistake. And then I came to Pleasure Town. Here I found love. Here I found acceptance. My only hope is that one day my love will join me in this group to embark on her own journey, to truly realizing herself. Strength through unity, that's this gathering's motto, isn't it, Remy? I think it fits nicely.
This is horseshit.
Ruth.
See, I told you, horseshit.
I don't think such outbursts are...
No. In all honesty, it's horseshit. Sitting here feeling sorry for ourselves, hoping that... What? That somehow in acknowledging that we're just rotten people, because that's what we are, folks, rotten to the stinking core, all of us. You think that that will somehow change things? Make things better? Come on, who are you trying to fool? I robbed my husband and gambled it all away. What? Because it made me feel good. Because that's just who I am. That's who we all are. Sinking ships that bring everybody down with us.
Now, Ruth, as we've learned,
Frank, let's face it. Imani's going to keep on not talking. Angie's going to keep on being strange. Remy, you're going to hear those damn voices until the day you meet your maker. And Frank... Jesus, Frank. You're gonna keep on beating that poor Annette until her face is a bloody pulp.
Now look here, Ruth.
What?
No.
You're gonna beat me too, mad. Frank? You'll find that Ma Barker isn't the only one who knows how to throw a punch.
Well, I just might if you keep running your mouth, lady.
Go on, then. Prove me right.
Yes, prove her right. Yes,
come on, Frank. Hit her. Prove her right. This is your fault, Remy.
All your fault.
You did this.
Enough.
You are a failure. A total failure. All they're going to do is beat each other up.
You deserve nothing. You deserve less than nothing. You don't even deserve to be alive.
Enough. Now go take your shot there, partner.
Frank, you've invested a lot of time into yourself. Please do not throw that all away. You are a good person. Allow the anger to exist, but do not become the anger. Do you know why I chose strength through unity as this gathering's motto? A while back, I had an episode. I found myself in the forest, alone, begging the voices to leave me. And then he spoke. My friend, Shaman John, he helped guide me out of my own darkness. After that, I resolved to do for others as Shaman John did for me. I would help lost souls navigate the murkiest depths of themselves. But what did I know of leadership, of guidance? So I educated myself, borrowing volumes on great leaders from Cyrus's library to study their methods. And it was in The Art of War by Sun Tzu that I learned strength comes not from the size of the military, but from its unity. If we are to overcome our inner war, we must walk as a group into the darkness. That is how I vowed to guide. Ruth, you may very well be right. Imani may never speak to us. Angie may never truly find the acceptance she seeks. Tomorrow Frank might beat Annette again, and I may very well hear these voices until the day I die. But we're sure as hell going to fight it together every step of the way.
Well, Remy, that's a pretty story. But I believe we are only as strong as our weakest part. Because a piece of each of us is broken, that means we're broken.
See, I don't believe you think you're as hopeless as you claim, Ruth. Otherwise, you wouldn't have joined us.
Go to hell!
Some part of you knows you can be redeemed.
I will refer you to my previous statement.
Tell me, Ruth. Do you pray?
Nope.
Well, I would beg to differ. You've been praying with me the moment you spoke up.
Prayer? This ain't prayer. Prayer is when you... get down on hands and knees in the face of God and beg for his mercy. Excuse me, but I will now take my leave of you sorry people.
Ruth, prayer isn't only just communing with God. It is also a conversation. Telling one another stories about how we were at our very lowest. Please do come back next week.
Remy, do you think she'll come back? I'm afraid we failed her.
Failure.
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 Remy?
We mustn't be afraid of failure, Angie. One might say failure is a part of life. But life is also about this impulse to seek out others, to befriend them, support them, love them, and forge a community beside them. Because somewhere, inside us all, is the knowledge that together we can overcome failure by sharing our stories of loss and love, of exile and acceptance, of war and peace. This is how we discover the good in ourselves.
Pop asked before we got here.
Yes. Go on, Imani.
Then the fire happened and Mama lost her leg from the burn, which had turned and rotted. Doctor just couldn't get to her in time. Too many others hurt, bleeding, dying. She took cocaine for the pain. Then opium. Then both. Felt the need to take care of her and to work. Don't know how many times I've had to change her. Had to strip my own mama naked, wash off her own filth, and dress her again. Nobody should have to do that to their own mama. Sometimes I just wanted it. I took to hurting myself. Burns, cuts, broken fingers, just so that she might notice and take care of me for once. She never did. I never stopped. Came to be the only way I could feel anything. Till this group. I stopped a month ago after my first gathering. Now all I have is scars.
Thank you for sharing.
Precious light, sweet silence. Oh, oh, oh.
Pleasure Town will return in a moment.
Remy wasn't the only Pleasure Towner to find strength in numbers.
Yeah. Mamelia had been living the life of a lone wolf, too.
I always knew she had some fight in her. I just never knew how much.
Well, if it isn't my only quitter.
Hello, Maddie.
Finally found the time to see friends?
I know. It has been a while.
A while? Amelia, you haven't paid me a social call or given me so much as a kind hello in months. And you haven't been in to train in 2 years.
I'm sorry. Life got away from me. I never meant to stop coming. It was just one thing after another.
A polite lie is especially insulting coming from you.
Maddie!
What are you here for? You know what time my sessions let out. You obviously knew when to show up to get my undivided attention.
I...
Spit it out. I've had a long day and there's a whiskey calling my name.
I need to talk to someone.
Christ on a stick.
I know we aren't as close as we used to be.
It's not going to be that easy.
And I don't mean to take up your time.
Get some gloves off the rack.
What?
If we're going to talk in my gym, we are doing it on my terms. Now go get some gloves off the rack. I don't have your favorite pair anymore. They went to Lucille. The good gloves always go to my girls who train hardest.
I remember. That was me not too long ago.
Yeah, well, we'll see if your body thinks 2 years is not too long ago.
Look at this rack. I remember when you only had 3 or 4 sets of gloves hanging here. Now look. Almost 2 dozen sets. All sizes.
Don't make me out to be some grand success. You know how much I've struggled to keep both sides of my business alive. Hand me mine, over there.
How is the brothel?
Earning a damn sight more than the gym. That hasn't changed. You still remember how to lace those? I can't baby you.
Of course.
All right, gloves up.
I thought you were going to let me talk.
That depends on whether you make it through the warm-up. Do you remember the fast and slow drill?
Oh, no, not that one.
Good. Give me combos and threes, jabs and crosses. Mix them up however you want. Go.
How many?
Until we're done. Go. Whew, we have got our work cut out. Pay attention to your rhythm, because right now you don't have any. Keep your targets consistent. Keep going for the same point every time. Not bad. Your speed has suffered, but not your power. Never ended up hiring someone else to do all that floor scrubbing and laundry washing for you, I see. Good. Keep going. Stay in this combo for a while. Steady on your feet. Loosen those knees. Drop your shoulder. Good. Come on. Get it back in your bones. Now, talk.
Talk now?
Might as well. You know me and you ain't never beat around the bush. Besides, it's all in your form. Your feet are like lead and you've got no focus. Your body's dying to say something. I can practically see your thoughts, girl. I told you to drop that shoulder.
I'm just trying to do like you said. Get the training back into my bones.
Fine, but don't treat me like a stranger knocking at your door. You came to me. And you know the rule. Once the gloves go on, we don't hide anything. So focus, get your form right, and tell me, what's got you hiding?
It's the inn. Things are bad. Not even the annual bookings from the feast are enough to float me through the winters anymore. Too many things are piling up. Bills, mostly. More than I could ever catch up on. I can maybe keep it going for a year. Maybe two if I spend what I've been setting aside for when I'm old. But I think I failed. I think I'm going to lose the inn.
You haven't lost anything yet.
Then you don't understand how bad it's gotten.
Stop. Stop. Look at me, Amelia. Right here, my eyes. You with me?
Yeah.
Good. Did you notice how quickly you got that rhythm back into your bones just now?
No.
Right, because you weren't thinking. You were just doing what you needed to do. So you're scared about the inn. You're feeling the pressure. So what? The best thing about pressure is it brings everything to the surface, out in the open where you can see it. And once you can see it, you can do what you need to do. Being scared is fine. Hell, being angry is fine. It's where the gloves come in, remember? You get hit, you regroup, you fight back.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me. Prove it. Spar with me. Tell me what's going on and show me how you won't let it control you. Mind your form, keep that chin down, clear focus, clear intentions. Head steady, feet light, all right?
All right.
Well, I can already see your posture has gone to hell.
My shoulder. You didn't say we were starting.
Keep your guard up. Good. Stay light on your feet. Keep your eyes level, but your gaze soft. Don't see the gloves, see the opponent. Your turn. I see you hitting, but I don't hear you talking.
I feel like I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel anymore. I don't know what to do, and I hate it. I always know what to do.
So, we figure out a new way to solve your problem. A new combination. I didn't say it would be easy. And drop that damn shoulder.
There's nothing left to try. If you can think it, I've already done it, and it didn't work. I'm just worn out. I'm only one person.
I'm here.
But I can't lean on other people. This is my problem. I have to fix it.
Oh, bullshit, Amelia. Look, I know you feel like The one person you can rely on is yourself. I know. I pick myself up from the depths of a whole lot of mess. But honey, I've only stayed up with help. A lot of it. When you get knocked down, it is a blessing to have someone in your corner to help clean you up. Keep the blood out of your eyes and help you rally to get back up again. But goddamn it, you have to let them.
All right, Maddie. I'm here. Help me. Clean me up. Teach me. Be in my corner. I'm sorry that you are seeing me like this. I'm sorry I appeared out of nowhere after 2 years. I'm ashamed. And I'm scared. I'm about to lose everything.
You've been sitting on all this for how long? Since the feast?
Longer.
Let's get these gloves off. Amelia, you dropped me like a hot rock, but you are still my sister, and that won't change. I need to be frank with you, though. You came to me because we used to be close, and because you think I'm stronger than you are. But you also act like you don't know how I became who I am. All of the me that you know was born from pressure and struggle. My battles changed me, but I don't think I would do anything differently. Well, maybe one or two things. For one, I would never have let a man, or anyone else for that matter, manage my money. But then again, it led me to running this place, showing girls how to fight, training warriors, or at least showing them they've got more to offer than what a man expects of them.
So what? I boxed my way out of debt?
Lead a horse to water. If I hadn't taken care of me, I wouldn't be here to take care of these girls.
I take care of myself.
The hell you do. If you and a baby both fall into a river and you don't look to your own safety first, then you're both going to drown. The inn is the baby, Amelia. And as sure as I am sitting here, you're gasping for air. Oh, for the love of... Just look at me. Sweaty instead of drunk. And talking like a friend when I'm supposed to be mad at you. I need a drink. Will you coming?
Yes. I think I will.
Looking out for each other makes the burden of life more bearable.
That's a lesson I think I learned much too late.
You gotta live for yourself, too, which is a lesson I learned much too late.
So you admit it?
What?
That you didn't know everything.
I never said I did.
Then why'd you act like such a know-it-all?
Now, I know I didn't act like that.
See? There you go.
Howdy, partners. This is Emily, senior producer of the show, thanking you for coming back and listening to episode 7 of season 3.
We missed you. It feels like we were gone for 4 weeks.
We promise we'll never do it again. No more breaks. Just kidding. We'll definitely be taking a break after season 3, because we need to sleep at some point. And Brady can only make so much coffee. If you liked what you heard this week, and we hope you do, we encourage you to go over to iTunes, give us a rate and review, tell your friends about us, tell your enemies, tell strangers. And we'd love to hear from you on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and PleasureTownShow.com. And now, it's my favorite time. It's thank you time. This episode of Pleasure Town was written by Brady Guy, Joe Courtney, Gwyn Fulcher, and Sean Paris, and performed by Braden Couchet, Eve Rounds, Susan Gosdick, Jillian Ray, Kelsey Shipley, Sean Paris, Lizzie Seidenstricker, Gwen Fulcher, Ruth Guerra, and Meredith Lyons. Audio designed by Aaron Cahoe and Brady Guy. Our executive producers are Keith Ecker and Aaron Cahoe. Our senior producer is me, Emily Modaf. Our associate producers are Colin Wright, Lizzie Seidenstricker, Joe Courtney, and Brady Guy. And our staff writers are Sean Paris and Gwen Fulcher, who isn't the only one who knows how to throw a punch. Original music was composed and performed by River Rising's Megan Diger and Tim Hazen, and engineered by Colin Ashmead Bobbitt. Pleasure Town is an ever-growing interactive narrative which relies on your creativity, your imagination, and especially your voice to expand the legend. Find out how you can join the story at pleasuretownshow.com. This has been a production of WBEZ Chicago.
Thanks for listening to the news live on WBEZ and NPR. The WBEZ stream sounds great in the kitchen on your smart speaker and anywhere on the WBEZ app. Listen every day.